The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Birdland Today, your daily dose of Orioles talk.
Welcome to Birdland Today for Monday, January 13th. And wow, this is the first official episode of Birdland Today. And there's definitely a lot of excitement, a little bit of pressure as we get started for me. I'm your host, Josh Taroka. If you are a diehard Orioles fan like me, you've probably heard me before. For over a decade, I've been co-hosting Section 336, one of the longest-running Baltimore Orioles podcasts out there. And it's been an incredible journey, talking Baltimore baseball every week with my brother Matt and sharing our love of the game with the Birdland community. But podcasting is more than just a passion for me. It's what I do every day. I'm the executive producer of The Mike O'Mara Show, a nationally syndicated podcast with a loyal audience that just loves talk radio. I also run the Podcaster's Warehouse, a company that helps people start and grow their own shows, guiding them from that first idea all the way to a fully produced professional podcast. Now, with all that going on, you might wonder why I'm starting another show. And honestly, the answer is simple. I just can't stop thinking about the Baltimore Orioles. I've been a lifelong fan. I'm a season ticket holder. I've watched the team through every up and down, and I still get as excited today as I did when I was a kid going into Memorial Stadium or Oriole Park at Camden Yards back then. I still fly home to Baltimore constantly to go to games. But Birdland Today is something different for me. Unlike Section 336, where we cover a wide range of Orioles topics in a conversation style like two guys hanging out at the bar, this show is going to be more focused. It's going to be deeper dives into specific topics for each episode and a chance for me to bring you a more scripted, polished format where I can really dig into stories and news that I can't stop thinking about. And trust me, there's always something on my mind when it comes to the Baltimore Orioles. And let's get right into our first topic for today. And I think it's only appropriate to start this show by talking about money, because it's always a hot topic when it comes to the Orioles. This year, the Orioles have a projected payroll of around $156 million. And that number marks a steady increase since Mike Elias made the famous "it's liftoff from here" statement. But people still complain. Back in 2023, the payroll was $61 million. Last year, it jumped up to $93 million. And now we're looking at a $156 million payroll going into 2025. That progression shows that this team is investing more into its roster year by year. I know it's short-term contracts, but it's still more money constantly. And to put that in perspective, this is only the third time in franchise history that the Orioles' payroll has surpassed $150 million. Sure, you could argue about inflation and how that plays a role, but let's just put an end to the tired narrative that the Orioles don't spend money. They are spending money. It's happening right before our eyes. Get used to it. Speaking of spending money, the Orioles just last week signed reliever Andrew Kittredge to a one-year $10 million deal. That signing shows that the front office is serious about adding depth to our bullpen. Kittredge is coming off a solid season, and while $10 million seems like a lot for a reliever, it's the kind of move you got to make when you want to solidify this team into a contender. Let's remember that building that bullpen is tricky business. We've seen dominant bullpens in baseball suddenly fall apart the following year. So by adding a veteran like Kittredge, that could provide some much-needed stability. And with Batista coming back from injury, it's crucial to have a reliable arm like that that can handle high-leverage situations. Depth is the key, and Kittredge should help out stabilize things. And if Kittredge and Batista are both high caliber, both working out really well this season, that game gets shut down to a 6-7-inning game. Now, the other news from last week was arbitration. So let's look a little bit at that. The Orioles did reach arbitrational agreements with several players. Cedric Mullins is now making $8.72 million. Ryan Mountcastle is at $6.78 million. And Adley Rutschman is now up to $5.5 million. Those are some decent big paydays for core pieces of this team. Mullins, Mountcastle, Adley, they're all key players to the Orioles' success. And it's good to see them get compensated for their contributions. Adley's number in particular stands out to me because it's just $5.5 million. It's clear the Orioles are getting a huge bargain for one of the best young catchers in baseball. And if he keeps up this trajectory, that number is going to skyrocket over the next few years. So enjoy it while it's low. The only arbitration eligible player that the Orioles did not come to an agreement with is Jorge Mateo. And Jorge Mateo is an interesting case because he is a key defensive player. Whether he's playing shortstop, second base, he is great defensively. And he brings a lot of speed to the team. So with that speed and defense versatility, those are huge pluses. But his offense numbers have been inconsistent. So it's going to be fascinating to see how it plays out as both the Orioles and Mateo's agents present numbers and the arbitration court sort it out. They will figure it out. They'll make it out. It's something to keep an eye on, but it's nothing to be worried about. And speaking of pitching, well, pitching earlier, but speaking of money, here's a rumor to keep an eye on. The Blue Jays just signed reliever Jeff Hoffman to a three-year, $33 million deal. But the word on the street is that the Orioles had a deal in place for Hoffman at $40 million, and then we backed out of it. If I say we in reference to the Baltimore Orioles, come on, give me a break. Passionate, diehard Orioles fan for 40-some years. I'm going to say we. We backed out of it because of a failed physical. Now, we've heard this before as Orioles fans. We've heard this many times where the Orioles don't make a deal because of a physical. This one's interesting, though, because the Orioles clearly saw something that gave them pause over the 3 years. But a failed physical doesn't mean the player's going to struggle. Sometimes the Orioles just have a different threshold for risk. And the Blue Jays were willing to take that risk at $33 million, while the Orioles were not comfortable at $40 million. Now, this move definitely saved the Blue Jays some money by saying, hey, you failed the Orioles physical. But it makes you wonder what our bullpen would have looked like if we had Hoffman, Kittredge, and Batista. And that what if will be sticking in the back of my mind as I watch what Hoffman does for the Blue Jays. And it's going to sting a little bit that Hoffman is in a Blue Jays uniform and we have to face him in the same division. That's going to sting for 3 years. Now, if his arm falls apart, then we praise the Orioles and their physicals for avoiding that issue. Now, one thing that's intriguing about this is how different teams handle different medical evaluations. You think of a guy like Grant Balfour, and where teams backed out because of failed physicals, but then he still went out and had a great career. So, was this the case of the Orioles being overly cautious, or did they dodge a bullet? Time will tell. But you know we're going to be keeping an eye on Hoffman and how he performs, especially when he's facing us. That's when it's going to sting. Now, let's circle back to this payroll topic for a minute. With the Orioles spending $150 million this season, it's clear that they're in this new phase, that the rebuild era is over, the liftoff era is here. But it's also important to remember that spending money is just one piece of the puzzle. What matters most is how we spend that money. Seen teams like the Mets and Padres spend huge amounts, and then they just fail short of expectations. They haven't won the World Series, no matter how much money they put into it. It's all about making smart investments, locking up core players, and be willing to spend when the right opportunity arises. The Orioles' approach under Mike Elias has been very measured. They're not going to spend recklessly, but they're also not afraid to spend when it makes sense. We saw that with the Kittredge signing. We saw that with the arbitration deals, and I think we'll continue to see that as this team tries to build on last year's success. Now, that's also why you're going to see Anthony Santander not return to the Orioles, because financially it didn't make sense for what you got. As much as we love Anthony and would love to see him long-term in Baltimore, it doesn't make sense when building this team. We also have something interesting to look at this year, because everyone is on short-term deals. There's no long-term contracts. Now, I know we all want Gunnar Henderson long-term, and we're going to talk about that later on in another episode. We'll do a Gunnar-centric episode, I promise you. because he is a key part of this team, obviously. But he is also a Scott Boras client. So signing him long term might not be possible at all. So then we got to look at, well, who's next on the list? How do we lock down this core? And we'll talk about that this season, especially leading up to those first games. And I'll tell you who I'm leaning on right now. I think Colton Cowser might be the guy. If he can build on what we saw last year, and he's a guy that we can lock up cheap, I've got two guys. I say Colton Cowser because I've been thinking about Colton a lot lately as I prepare a future episode for Colton. But here's the other guy, Jordan Westberg. Those two guys, Jordan Westberg and Colton Cowser, could be the first long-term deals to start to lock up this core. Because you're not going to do it with Gunner because of Scott Boras. You'll try, but I don't think you're going to get that done. Jackson Holiday's too young. Adley's got too many questions at the moment that hopefully he can answer those questions this season. And we're going to, again, all these players I mentioned, Jackson, Gunner, Colton, Jordan, Adley, we're going to break down all these guys over the next month. We're going to go through pretty much, we're going to go through at least everyone on the 26-man, probably everyone on the 40-man, and then some minor league players over the next month before spring training. Your calendar today says January 13th. They haven't officially announced when pitchers and catchers are reporting for the Orioles, but it's generally around February 12th, February 14th, or a month out from spring training. Get ready. All right, we're going to wrap up that first episode of Birdland today right here, because we already covered a lot with the payroll numbers, the sign-ins, the arbitrations, plus that whole Hoffman rumor stuff. But like I just said, there's a lot more coming up this season. I can't wait to dive deeper into everything going on with the Orioles each and every day with you. Thanks for tuning in to this first episode. Remember to follow Birdland today wherever you get your podcasts. Share screenshots, share it on social media. Let's keep this conversation going, and I'll see you next time, Birdland.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.